Quick question. Where is your ride taking you today? It's a brand new episode of the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Here we go.
Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show, hosted by keynote speaker, author, and vision board mastery creator, Steve Gamlin. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
And here we are in a brand new episode of the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Steve Gamlin here. So that question again, where is your ride taking you today? Now, right now, some people are thinking, oh, no, not the roller coaster story, Steve. It's one of my favorite in central to my stage speaking and coaching stories. And you know where the people are who are saying this, like not the roller coaster story? Yeah, many of them, they're in the merry-go-round, which follows the same safe pattern every day. And they're riding horses, which will never buck them off. But they're just so damn cute. Now, is there anything wrong with being on a merry-go-round? Nope, not at all. If that is where you truly want to be. And I spent part of my life on the merry-go-round before. And I was miserable, because I secretly wished that I had the guts to ride with the people that I heard screaming their brains out on the roller coaster. Earlier this week, I overheard a conversation, which included a person who was thinking about starting her own podcast. And she spent about half the conversation wondering what she would talk about, how she couldn't afford to start without buying expensive equipment, which is a huge lie, and if anybody would even care what she had to say. And my first thoughts overhearing this were, yeah, I've been there. 17 years ago, when I made the decision to become a positivity motivational speaker, and at exactly the same time, a stand-up comedian, I had all the same fears. And shortly after, I started my own podcast, and it was in an echoey room with a terrible microphone and zero confidence. And I used to wonder, who the heck would ever want to hear anything from me? I mean, what makes me so special? And at the time, I did what I had always done. I bashed it and trashed it. Whatever I recorded, I just shook my head and said, this sucks. Until I finally cobbled something together that I would actually post online for other people to hear. And wherever you are listening to this podcast, you might be having the same fears about something in your life. You may be at that basic step of sitting at your kitchen table with a crappy microphone recording your very first episode of whatever, and it is probably gonna stink. And that's okay. Let it. As you go and as you grow, you are going to do something that we like to call embracing the suck. And that is something that my brothers, Chris Whitehead and Max Nace, mention often. And you're gonna do what I did. You're eventually going to go online, find a group of people already doing the work, and ask, hey, what's the best affordable microphone for me? You'll get out there and you'll discover the best free podcasting platform where you can host your show to get started. And you might even ask somebody to come over to your house and help you build a couple of walls in your basement, add some sound dampening foam panels, and make a cool little setup that sounds so much better and gives you confidence. And some people will still laugh at your progress. And it's okay. Let them. Or if you want, in your mind, you can use my favorite hashtag in the world, hashtag up yours, to make yourself laugh. But let them. It's okay. Because you'll be on the roller coaster, clicking your way up that first hill, taking action, doing something they don't have the guts to do as they throw stones at you all the way from the merry-go-round. And then that one very critical day is going to happen. Somebody's going to reach out to you in a DM or an email or something. And they're going to ask you this. How did you know that I needed to hear that message today? Oh my gosh, thank you. I was going through some stuff and you said that like you know me and you could see right through me. I appreciate it. You know what that is on the first hill of the roller coaster? That's called click. Advancing you to the next level, building your confidence, getting you closer to your goal. So you do another episode of your show and then another. And your confidence grows as you discover your own unique voice. And then you start screaming with all the other people, screams of excitement on the roller coaster. Okay, this is the part of the show where I have a confession to make. Everything I've said so far has absolutely nothing to do with podcasts. I'm talking about your career, your physical health, your emotional well-being, your relationships, your faith, your finances, your ethics, morals, and integrity, and your connection with the real world. I'm talking about every single part of your life that you may have been wasting on a merry-go-round. If you've been sitting there in that safe pattern on your Pretty Little Pony with the same goofy music ringing in your ears, well, you wish you had the guts that everybody in line in the roller coaster has. You wish you were out there achieving your goals, or at least making an effort to get closer to your goals instead of just settling into that pattern on the safe little merry-go-round. So what are you waiting for? I am over here on the roller coaster with an open seat next to me. And if you're up for it, I want you to come along for the ride. And I'm not going to laugh at you if you scream, if you shake, if you cry, or even if you soil yourself a little bit. Matter of fact, I'm going to remind you over and over how brave you are. And I will talk to you, and I will hold your hand, and I will talk you through the lessons of every click up that first hill of the roller coaster. While many other people might be second-guessing themselves, looking for a way out, trying to hop off that roller coaster and walk down the stairs back to the beginning, like the walk of shame. And they're going to scurry back to that safe little merry-go-round where they're not happy, but at least they don't get scared. And I'm going to talk to you about the excitement that is waiting for you on the other side of achieving that goal that's at the top of that first hill. And I will scream with you the whole way down through every twist and turn for the rest of the ride. And at the end, if you truly enjoyed it, even if you're crying, even if you're shaking, even if you soiled yourself a little bit, you're going to feel more alive, I bet, than you've ever felt before. And we're going to get back in line with your next goal, and we're going to do it all over again. And that's how this insecure, frightened rider, the one you're listening to right now, took his life from that echoey basement on a crappy microphone to right now broadcasting in a beautiful professional level recording studio that I built in a beautiful home, built a speaking and coaching business, discovered happiness, fell in love with his perfect partner, that's my Tina, intentionally takes care of his body and mind daily, talks to God every day, and is guided by an ethical and moral decision-making process in his life and his work. And that guy, me, wakes up every single day excited about his life because I got off the merry-go-round. I stopped playing safe and scared and went after one goal and achieved it. Got back in line and just went for goal after goal after goal after goal and surrounded myself with the best, coolest, most inspiring people on the ride. If I was too scared to get on, I found somebody else who'd already been on there and I sat next to them and had conversations and got some tips and training and cheering on that I needed. Now I get to do that for other people, just like you. And like I said, there is an open seat if you're ready to hop on and go after one of your goals to get started. There's several open seats, as a matter of fact, because there is a very exciting ride starting very soon. The announcements are going to come out shortly about this. So if you're with me, meet me in line and let's rock that first hill. And if you have questions, reach me at stevechats.com. If you're serious about doing the work and hopping on this roller coaster and getting away from that merry-go-round, if it's not where you want to be, go to stevechats.com. Pick the date and time that work best for you. You'll get all the information in your email and then show up for the call. Get it? Good. Meet me in line and let's get ready to rock that first hill.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how you can create a more vivid, focused future with the Vision Board Mastery Program, or to invite Steve to be part of your next event, please visit motivationalfirewood.com.